New here. Welcome back, gorgeous people, to another episode of Let's Talk About Scam. If you're new here, this is a series where I rewatch episodes of Scam and then break them down scene by scene and just discuss everything about the episodes. So for today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about Scam France, Season 2, Episode 4. This is like the scary episode. I think I'm going to call it that. It's scary. It's like OG Scam, the Easter special. I don't know how they celebrate Easter in Norway, but I don't know. The episode was scary for some reason, so they're doing that with Scam France. And let's get started. Okay, but first, recap. Okay, last episode, previously on Scam France, Charles was trying to get Manon to go out with him because they had a deal. He would apologize to Daphne, about the things he said to her, and then she would go on a date with him because of that, right? So they went on a date, and it was fine, and they promised to, never talk to each other again, you know. We don't owe each other anything. And then later on, there's a party and Manon loses her shit, her stuff, her items, her phone and keys. And so she's like, oh crap, I can't leave. I can't go home. I can't leave. I can't go because I don't have my keys. Even though my cousin is inside the house there, conscious. She's not, she's there. But I can't leave because it's Charles and he's hot, so I'm gonna stay. But yeah, she decides to stay and she sleeps over at his place for some reason. The reason's unknown. I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. I have no idea why Manon decided to stay over Charles' house. I mean, it's clear in OG, kind of, but in this one, I don't know. She sleeps in his bed. I don't know about that either, right? There's a couch. Charles has a couch. He has a couch and floors, but we gotta sleep in Charles' bed. OG just hits differently for me with this season. Okay, so this is the cabin episode. Well, not really cabin. They don't stay in a cabin this episode. It's a house, but we're gonna get to that. It's, scary. It's like Halloween, but not really. It's April. It's April time. But we're doing the scary thing because why not? Okay, so the girls are away for the weekend. They're trying to find the place where they're staying at, somewhere in the wilderness. I have no idea where they are. They don't really explain what they're doing. This episode feels so uncanon. You can just skip this episode and you wouldn't miss anything. But with OG Scam, you kind of had to watch this episode because you get some information. With Daphne and Emma, I think. Well, Eva and Vilda in OG. We didn't really get much in this one. But yeah, they're trying to find their cabin, the house they're staying in, which is Alexia's grandmother's house. And they come across Casper, who is Roman in this universe, while they're looking for the house. And he's like, hey, I work for your grandmother, so I'll point you in the direction of the house. And he does that. And yeah, so this guy's creepy, right? He's creepy Casper, or creepy Roman in here. And yeah, it's super scary. They got some super scary establishing shots. Super scary music. I'm like, ooh, I'm about to piss myself because of how scary this episode is. They got a scary-ass swing. You know when you see a shot of a swing? Swinging back and forth, a rusty old swing? You know shit's real. This is real. No, they never really build up to this episode, by the way. They never really build up to this. In OG Scam, they actually talked about spending Easter at Chris's cabin. They're like, oh my god, I'm so excited to go to Chris's cabin and do cabin stuff. But in this one, it's just oh, we're here now for this episode. Deal with it. Maybe they did, but I just didn't pay attention, maybe. I'm reading all of the captions and everything. I'm going over all of this. And I did not hear see any mention of going to Alexia's grandmother's house. She's loaded or something, I think. So yeah, they're at the place and it's gorgeous. The cabin is so pretty. What? It's not even a cabin. I keep calling it a cabin because in OG it was a cabin. This is a house. This is a home. And it's so nice. Okay. It's Alexia's country house, I think they called it. A country house? I want a country house. Okay, let's just, okay, so later, Daphne is just talking about Charles, how good of a guy he is, and Madden is just, she's not having it. She's just sitting there oh. You know, we get some more spooky imagery. Oh my god, it's so scary. I'm shaking in my boots. I'm quaking. And then Emma starts talking about Jan. Unprovoked and how he was supposed to call her since he's at a concert and was supposed to call her when a song they both love comes on. What do you mean? Charles in? Manerals. Wait, what's their ship name? Wait, I haven't thought about this. What's Manon and Charles's ship name? Marls? I've never seen, like, one of those lovey videos of them on YouTube, like those compilations of times together while Taylor Swift plays in the background. I've never seen one of those before. Or have I? I have. They never put their ship name in the title. Marls. Charlin? Manerl. Marls? I think I'm gonna go with Marls. That sounds the best. That sounds the least disturbing. Okay, they're Marls. But wait, whoa, what was I talking about? Yeah. Emma, get over him, please. So Daphne, she's talking more about Charles, and Manon is like, shut the hell up. But then Daphne starts asking Iman about her hijab. You know, I think they're doing that. Actually, they don't do the magic hijab plotline for this episode. Like, she's like psychic because of her hijab. That didn't make much sense in OG, and I guess they changed that for this episode. It's just like, oh, I'm just psychic. It has nothing to do with my hijab. So why did Daphne ask her about it? Why was that important? Because when Vilda axed Senna in OG about the whole hijab thing, it was like set up for her fake abilities with it. Okay, moving on from that. So they decide to play a board game, Ouija board. I've never played with a Ouija board before. I mean, I don't fuck with spirits, so I wouldn't want to. But I mean, can you imagine just, you know, you're just chilling as a ghost, your spirit, you're just vibing with death, right? And someone starts asking you questions, oh, does my boyfriend love me? Like, bitch, let me haunt you in peace. Anyways, so they play the game and talk about Charles. Daphne starts asking if he has a girlfriend. And then Alexia asks the poor ghost if Lucas is gay or not. And apparently this is just Iman and Alexia, like, playing with the board. They're, like, moving it around, the thingy. So it would go to the answers and all that. Sure. Okay. And then, you know, the spirits know all the tea. So they say yes. You know, right now, we don't know. It's Alexia and Iman playing a little prank. So it's real. There's ghosts. And they're like, yes. Bless, yes, Luca's gay. Like, maybe she didn't know, huh? Okay, and now it's Emma's turn, and guess who she asks about? No, not her mom. Is my mom, like, healthy? No, she didn't ask that. You know, how's my future looking? No, she didn't ask that either. She says, does Jan like me? Does Jan still have feelings for me? Why did you guys even break up then? If you're just gonna be like, oh, I like him still. Why did you break up, Emma? Scam friends had the opportunity to change this, to make this make sense, you know, because OG Scam just got lazy with it. I mean, that's my theory. They got lazy with Ava's character and decided, we can just, you know, fuck everything that happened in season one. Let's just not do anything with this character. We don't need development. No, we don't need any of that. Just like have her be in the background and get drunk and it'll be funny. Like the teen girls who watch this show find alcoholism like hilarious. Let's just do that. It's good, right? Yeah, it's funny. Okay, but Scam Friends could have totally changed this. I mean, I know Scam Friends could not change a lot of things, but they do change some things. I mean, they could have added something. Just get rid of this whole, I'm still in love with Jan plotline. I would have been fine, because it adds nothing to the story. Not really. Why do we need this in Manon's story? We don't. What does Manon have to do with Emma and Charles? Oh, sorry, Emma and Jan. Okay, she plays matchmaker for a while. She's like, oh, go on Tinder. Moving on. Okay, now it's Manon's turn at the ghosts, and she asks if Roman is interested in Daphne. So Manon is just playing matchmaker, right? And the spirits say yes, hell yeah. And I feel like that was Manon who was moving the board thingy towards yes, because it like jerked towards the yes part. So I don't know if that was Iman and Alexia, or it's not clear, but I don't know. Okay, and then Daphne asks about Roman. She's like, where is he? And the ghosts say, oh, he's here in this house. He's right behind you. I don't know. OG Scam is a little more scarier. I'm not gonna lie about that. Okay, that jump scare when Casper was in the window, it got me. I hate to admit it, but it got me. There's a little bit of some scary music. Ooh, and the lights turning on and off. That happens too. The flickering. Terrifying. Okay, so next morning, it seems like nobody got any sleep because we're all scared that our house is haunted or Roman the axe murderer is on the loose. Manon is like to Daphne, hey, you should eat, sis. And it is not as big as deal as it is in OG. You know, they kind of like laugh it off, really. Just come on. She's eating a carrot. So why are you telling her to eat, Manon? No, I keep mixing up the names. My God. Daphne is sitting there eating a carrot. Manon's like, hey, eat this piece of bread. So Daphne is, she's sitting there eating, and Manon's like, why aren't you eating? Daphne is just like, oh, I can't eat that because gluten, you know, it sucks. It's not good for my health, or allergic, or whatever. Okay, Alexia gets a message from her grandmother saying that, we don't know who Roman is. Who's Roman? Like, why are you guys texting me about some guy named Roman, right? And they're all like, oh my God, this is so scary. Okay, and then, you know, next scene, the girls are all freaked out and believe that Roman is an axe murderer or something. And there's more flashing lights. It's not even nighttime. Like, stop flashing the lights during the day. It's not scary. Yeah, and then Manon wants Daphne to cook with her. Yeah, there's more eating stuff. We really don't need this here because, you know, it doesn't really matter in the end. Manon starts telling Daphne the importance of potatoes. If Daphne doesn't echo these lines back to Manon in the last episode, like Vilda did for Nora, I'm flipping a table. I hope she does. Maybe we can go full circle with this, right? And I wouldn't be as mad as I am that they cut out the whole Edie thing with Manon. I wouldn't be as mad. But I think they do. I don't remember, but I care. Okay, then they say Roman, the window, the same thing as OG. And also, they keep using this horn effect whenever something scary happens. It's like loud and like annoying. It's more irritating than scary. But now the girls are freaking out. They're like really convinced that Roman is just a creepy asshole who's just trying to kill them. Because we're a bunch of teenagers in the middle of nowhere. Roman is just bothering them, right? They can't even eat their tortillas in peace. And then Iman starts talking about how she's psychic or something, right? Remember that? Yeah, there it is. And she says that she can see Roman digging through their underwear drawer or something. And, you know, they're actually falling for it, by the way. Iman's like, yeah, I can see things. And the girls are like, oh my God, okay. And the one's like, oh my God, this is a prank. Realistically, you would be like, bitch, this is a prank. Can you please stop? I'm like, where's the cameras? Come out, turn on the lights, we're done. But they fall for it. And, you know, final jump scare. Ah, it's just a joke. It's just a joke by Lexi and Iman. So we didn't need this episode. I could have skipped it, but I didn't because I don't know. Okay, I thought I would get something from this episode, but I didn't really get much. It was purely filler. I'm a little disappointed. You know, I never skip an episode of Scam, so that's the end of the episode, fellas. How did you feel about season 2, episode 4? Am I being too harsh? Am I just a meanie old beanie? Thank you so much for listening. If you listen all the way through, have a great day. Bye-bye.